If you wish, we can allow a few of our out-breaths to get really long, complete, so actually putting some pressure, pushing the air out, pulling the belly in. And even when we think we've breathed everything out, breathing out a little more, and again a little more, and more. And just letting the in-breath come. And once or twice more, if you wish. Staying in touch with the quality of the mind as we allow the out-breath to be squeezed out. All the way, and then a little more. As if with this stronger out-breath, we're kneading dough, like making bread, mixing the flour, water, and yeast of the mind. And then we could also, if you wish, make another experiment with our breath. Now dropping any pressure on the breath. So the breath can become silent. And just an invitation of the out-breath to go a little deep and fine and long into the ground, once or twice. As if we're dropping a line or a bucket into a well. Just a fine line dropping down with the out-breath. Without pressure, just the invitation. Meanwhile, allowing as that invitation for a long, fine, simple out-breath. Completely inaudible, just silent, simple out-breath with an invitation to be long and fine. So we can start to notice, do I hear my own breath? Then there's pressure. And playing with dropping off the pressure. Another kind of invitation towards long and fine. And a third experiment with our breathing, if you wish. Continuing without any pressure, just playfully, the way children play, somehow they seem to be attracted towards an edge. Just being attracted towards the edge where the out-breath is over. And we may be interested also in that edge at the beginning of the in-breath. And how to be that relaxed and open and simple to feel what is the end of the in-breath without making it up. Or just simply letting the breath cycle come through, and here's the out breath coming towards an end again. Playfully feeling. A few times, if you wish, towards that end. And afterwards. Before the in-breath picks up. And just being that quiet, just come quietly in friendship. Or like being the shore that the ocean washes up on. So we don't need to make it up, just being here. And then relaxing into all our cells. Letting all the cells have their fullness of shape. Not squished or hidden, and also not overpowered, not overstretched. In the same friendly manner, just very simply, the possibility of feeling the inner atmosphere. How is it? How are things? As if one sunny morning chemistry is just right and two friends have all the time in the world, with and without words to feel how is it, how are things. And we can listen and hear the first answer. How are you? And feel also for the underlying questions and answers. With an underlying tenderness. And room also for the most subtle. Responses as well as the most forceful. The simple and the complicated. All has room. And especially there's room for that intensity of it all, even of the simple and of the subtle. So there's how I think I am and how I feel I am. and what I know I am. And what I taste is most important. And what I smell is going on. A friendship in all our different inner languages. Everything can be heard and met. The secrets and the cover-ups, what's most incisive cutting in. Most expressive. Including what's boring. Just being met already in the gaze of that much friendship. That much wholeness of being met. What we think and what we don't think. Feel and don't feel. Sense and don't sense. Know and don't know. All of it. Nothing right nor wrong in all of that. This potential for that much friendliness, friendship, and loyalty to our wholeness within myself. And just feeling into the body for a few moments, how it is just now. And then dropping back or down out of the way. As if letting maybe the lower belly be kind of center of brightness, or the top of the hill, or the main intelligence. If not the lower belly, maybe the contact with the ground, the feet, the hands, the back. Pelvic floor, back of the head. Where? if you're not sure and you could easily spend the next 40 minutes trying to decide where, if that's that kind of mind. So then maybe the lower belly, if you feel something there. Or maybe farther from the head, farther back, rather than up or forward. Receptive to this world called body-mind, with the possibility that that doesn't end with our skin, but includes all our experience. Including the perception, hearing, seeing. So this big world of body-mind. Resting into as little effort as is needed. Whenever needed, noticing that thinking has taken up all the sense of space. And then just coming back to this big world of body-mind. Feeling how receptive already we are. A 100% precise, fast, loose. Real and ordinary, nothing special, exquisite. Just as the sound is in its own timing, in its own juicy way here and gone completely. And some part of us already was there, already heard that. Feeling the enoughness of that. So when the mind sees an image of a bird and says, oh, that's a bird, we can just feel how that extra wave in the mind is extra. No problem. We can feel how extra feels. We can feel that heaviness and dryness. Wonderful. And still this world of body-mind goes on. Light, quick, and real. Ordinary. Enough. And we can practice feeling the enoughness. The the completeness of the sound we already heard, the actual live sensation that we already felt without any effort. We already felt it. And just gradually letting all the extra effort start to slow down, unwind, to simply be met as extra. And sometimes we may feel at the root of that movement of the mind to say what we heard, to image what we felt. We could feel an openness, sometimes a sadness or pain, that we can also meet. Leaving room also for an awe and joy and wonder that we haven't been allowed to feel till now. A response of agreement, of yes. To how quick, alive, precise, real, and gone living is. So gradually we come to notice that we don't need to confirm that we heard or felt. And then gradually we feel more and more the aliveness, fluidity, openness, wildness. Of the actual living. And we gradually can let it be breathtaking and tender, grounded and fluid at the same time. Resting back, letting body and sound, the world of body-mind, open out for us, in us, to us, as it is. And feeling the painfulness, simply, just simply painfulness, when my story of it comes in. Feeling for the root of that story, why would I prefer a painful story that intervenes, that gets between me and living, that makes a me to this intense beauty, stillness and flow of actual living. We can feel for the root of that briefly and then just relaxing again, letting it be. If the story, a story, keeps coming, then we could feel in the body where it burns or stiffens or whatever, for a few moments. And then we can change the channel, feel what else is already happening. So story is not king. And maybe there is no king. Sounds from all directions, including inside, body in all directions. And if it feels like we want there to be a center, maybe that could be the lower belly or the ground, feet or back. Other times it feels like the center just is it all, is the openness. So there's thinking naturally sometimes, or emotion naturally, or mood naturally. How wonderful that it can be felt, sensed. And then even though it's going on, also there's the actual living. Like drinking closer to the ground, closer to the source, the spring. Are there any questions or anything to share?
Yesterday, you said, you mentioned in the movement before a movement would happen, the mind would go mm. And I didn't really understand that.
Okay. She's asking from the walking instructions yesterday. The movement of the mind that I call the mm. And so, the way it's translated into English in the Buddhist tradition often is as intention, but it's not the verbal intention, like I intend to be aware of my feet or whatever. And so I avoid that word because I think for us intention means a thought, a verbal thing. And it's also not the actual impulse that makes the muscle contract or lengthen, because that's the movement itself, like that's. So there's something that happens in the mind. So if we sense that the body-mind is one thing somehow, it works together so in such an integrated way that we can't find a dividing line, but still it's a mind movement rather than a physical movement that happens just before everything, every other happening. And it's very fast and very subtle. So it's more like if we keep that in the background as a possibility, we might start to notice something that came just before. And you could really play with it like a kindergarten game of being about to lift your hand. Just about to lift your hand. And then you do or you don't. And then still kind of really leaving it to rest on the side as a subject so that it could start to come into the peripheral sensing, if that makes sense. So less of like trying to catch that moment, because it's much faster than what we usually try to use to catch things with. So with that, the same already awareness that we already heard the sound, if we just know that part of human experience is this thing that could be called intention or oomph. So there's something in there that is happening that we could start to be aware of gradually, like the way dew comes in or the way something, the sand gets shaped by the waves. Gradually, we may start to notice something. And then that gradual noticing kind of accumulates enough that we start to be able to notice even more subtle, so before a thought or before speaking. But it's so subtle that it's just with a real gentle, so an assumption that it is in my experience and I can feel it eventually, rather than, oh no, I can't feel it, how can I get my way to feel it? Like, just really gentle and the confidence that it is and it will come across. Gradually, just by knowing that that happens and that the human system can receive that subtlety, and then giving time for it to start to come across. Otherwise, we'll start to imagine something, make something up, get all tangled up in the effort. Some people like to play with that while eating, lifting the spoon or whatever, opening the mouth. But if you just can know yourself and know if that's going to get too complicated or if that's going to help. Sometimes there's a lot of complication around food and eating, nourishment, and sometimes bringing that in can make it a much more a time of wonder, can give more space, and other times it just is too much complication. So the intention or is usually formed from habit. But the cool thing is that when we start to notice it, it can start to be enacted from another place and get disconnected from just habit. And so the machine-like way that we usually live starts to get unraveled. And that's one of the great it's almost like it acts like as if it's a knot part of the knitting in the sweater, but actually it's just sort of not actually wrapped around it. But as we start to notice, it can come apart instead of just the habitual way of moving the body, eating, etc. There's space and looseness. Which can be kind of disconcerting. So then being willing for it to be loose, and then, wow, I don't know how to eat. Phew. Okay, and so then let it be fun. If there's not loyalty to the habit and personality, then what is loyalty towards or resting on? Really, like you're, if you were really you and not you, not your outgoing energy, but your inner kind of secret knowing that you hardly share with yourself. Anything more to follow there? With time. Anyone else? Anything else?
Struggle at the minute with this real powerful feelings that keep coming into my body, and so just then there's this sort of relief to be in that place, which I've experienced quite a few times, kind of just resting and peace and whatever, but something larger keeps taking over. So it feels like my arms are like pins and needles, and then that, I think this is almost like this coming back to life feeling. So it's and so then I'm thinking, I'm just guiding myself, inviting myself with your words that you said before, kind of coming back, and that lovely feeling of dropping back in, and then a part of me that feels big and massive. Excuse my language, fuck that, right? Feel this. And then I'm kind of caught between because it feels so powerful.
Feel both.
Yeah.
Keep the dropping, which is actually what allows that coming back to life, mm-hmm. I think. And it's this further challenge of step of even then back where there's nowhere, so it's wide. Mm-hmm. So it's into your transparency. It's a challenge. And it could easily feel like that was already challenging enough. But it's kind of possible. It's not so much an either or, I don't think. And there could be a way of like telling through the body, like, I do and I will feel you. And I will and I do feel your powerful. Like, now I'm here. I wasn't before, now I'm here. And I will be here. So it's kind of like, okay. And there may be a way that, because that powerfulness in so many different ways was and had to be sort of ignored. And so there's a certain way, the habit in the psyche, that sort of the headlines of the newspaper are one thing, but you're aware of much more, and just reminding it, somehow finding the gestures that could directly speak through the body to that presence that's part, I think there's a couple, there's like this real primal presence, and there's also this real subtle spiritual presence together in that power. And it's all sort of coming, slotting in at once. So it's like, it's enough.
It's a story of, not a story necessarily, but some, an image, a very image of,
yes.
Like, says, it's prehistoric, but it's
yeah.
Animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not aware of the story, but it's...
Totally. Feeling that absolutely welcome, and where there's just that real background inner cave, knowing it's okay. You already know that big prehistoric animal primal presence, or even just the prehistoric animal is a better description, I think. Yeah. And you also know, so that anything that would become a headline, that's not the whole story. There's prehistoric animal coming in. And there's that like rim of subtle brightness also. And there's just really simple back. And there's also simply just know where to land. And some of the simple tools, like letting the feet be as big as mountains, and sometimes, you know, using some of the physical energy. But I don't think even that you need to do that so much, just if you want, if it feels really integrated in the unfolding. Yeah.
You have us make our breath so we can hear it, because I'm so used to hearing it at the minute.
Yeah.
I can't do it, but actually that was really quite exquisite, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So just the simple walking, exquisite architecture of the body. Simply meeting the ground. The ground meeting us. Thank you.